Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for calling and listening to the program. This is Haitian Voodoo with Mambo Odette. We're going to touch on the 21 Nations. 21 Nations. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because it's only a half-hour program. I wasn't quite satisfied with the last program where my husband called in from Haiti because of the connections, and it didn't sound, you know, clear the way I like it, so I ordered a microphone. So we're working on, you know, improving things like that so I can, you know, receive calls international into the program. Because it would really, really benefit you, since I would like this program and the teachings to stick as close to tradition as possible. Speaking of tradition, and then I'm going to take some emails and some questions, some Facebook questions and any phone calls. But I wanted to speak on the 21 Nations. A lot of people who, and I can't say that, you know, everyone who claims voodoo has 21 Nations with them. I do have 21 Nations. You know that Bookman was an awesome priest. He put the voodoo from different parts of Africa together, you know, and that's what gives us our Haitian voodoo, along with other Loa who are, more strictly Haitian. This pantheon of spirits is strictly Haitian, seen nowhere else. One of the things that people really, really, really tend to ignore is that he not only put together the voodoo from different parts of the spirits and how they serve the best parts from different, you know, and the strongest parts, the most powerful parts, from different, you know, different nations, basically. Just different nations, just like I say, 21 nations. But not only that, he also called on the Native Americans. You know, like the Taino Indians and the Indians, and I don't know if that offends people, but like the Native American people who were on the island first. They were really, really, really pushed up into the mountains and to different areas, you know. They were really, really just extinct, just made extinct almost. Just like in this country, disease, you know, slavery, murder, just plain genocide. There's just no other way to put it. That word sums it all up, you know, by the Spanish and the French and the, you know, well, regardless. Bookman did go to the Native, and I don't want to say Native Americans because they weren't in America, but the that's what we call them. But they were the Indians on the island, and he learned a lot from them. You know, he learned the herbs that were on the island. You know, herbs are essential if you're a priest or a priestess. You know, a mambo has to know her herbs. You have to know how to make medicine, all that stuff. People call themselves a sagwe. They come back from Haiti. They don't even know how to make medicine. They wouldn't recognize a weed from a piece of a cersei. You know, if you can't recognize, you know, a cersei from a weed, man, bye. Okay? So, anyway, you know, the natives on the island, the natives, they taught Bookman poisons too. You know, our herbs can heal us, or they can kill too. They can heal or kill. That same herb, depending on how you use it. And Bookman poisoned the water supply on the whites, and he poisoned the water supply on them. He gave the cooks of the plantation poisons to put in the slave owners and their families' food. You know. He learned a lot. So the natives are also included in the 21 Nations. Okay. There was one, and I'm going to make this, you know, but there was one, I forget what year it was, you know, my godson, I would speak to him on the phone daily. And I was going through a situation where I had slept in my contacts, I don't know, maybe 3 nights, you know, trying to be cute. So by the time I reached home, you know, my eyes were hurting. So I took my contact lenses out and I put them in the solution. But when I went outside to the sun, my eyes would hurt. So I said, okay, I have to stay inside until my eyes are better. And so I went to the doctor, and I got some antibiotic drops to put in my eyes, something, you know, for infection, something. So, you know, I had to avoid the sun for like a week, which I did. And it was raining on and off, and I couldn't tend my garden. I had this huge garden. I still have pictures of it in the website. Just love this particular garden. Huge. It was huge to me. It is nothing compared to my Uncle Leo's. He will take a whole field, you know. It was huge to me. So, you know, the weeds, I was like, okay, it's, you know, rained a couple days, and it rained a couple evenings. And I haven't been out into my garden to pull weeds. And I know it's got to be running over with weeds. But my eyes, you know, I don't want to hurt my eyes something. So I was laying in the bed, and I just turned over because I positioned my bed by the window so that I could raise it up, you know, to smoke. I had a bad smoking habit then, you know. I would raise it up to smoke, you know, in the weird hours of the morning. I'd raise the window up to smoke, and I had my little ashtray and everything. So I had, you know, turned over and looked out the window, and there were Native Americans in my garden. And I you know, I saw a vision of them weeding my garden, and then they walked, turned and walked back towards the woods, the wooded area, and disappeared. So the next day I went outside and I looked at my garden, and there was not a weed in my garden. And I'm like, this is impossible. How is there no weeds in this garden with all the rain? And I haven't been out here for over a week. You know, I was gone. And I said, you know what? The spirits weeded my garden, because that garden will overrun with weeds in just like a day or two. And it looked beautiful. It looked beautiful. You could see the rose. There was no weeds in this garden. So, you know, we have to acknowledge the native spirits, the natives that, you know, if you're in this country, the Native Americans and the natives from the island as well. You know, we have to. That is essential. That is essential. And that is also part of the 21 nations. Okay, I also want to say, and then I'm going to take a question. I also want to say people will want to know how to serve when you have 21 nations. And I'm going to tell you, you really, really, really need to get a consultation from me. You really need to get a reading from me. But what I will tell you is that, you know, what you read on the internet, baby, if you want to eat it, enjoy it. But traditionally, in Haiti, you don't make altars for these spirits inside your home. You make like a little, you know, they call it like a tikai, like a little house something, and you make the spirit's house outside. You don't keep the loa inside your house, you know. People don't realize that they make a little house something outside on their property, and that is where you place your spirit. You know. People will tell you, okay, get a this, get a that, make an altar, whatever, whatever. Some spirits do not live on altars. They live in trees. They have to be placed in trees. They have to be, you know, whatever. You know, so it's a lot of information to go into. You even have 21 nations. Because if you don't have 21 nations, I'm not, even if you pay for a consultation, I'm not going to explain to you how you need to go about service. Okay, so moving along, there was a person who messaged me, and usually, you know, they will post their questions right on the wall for the the Haitian voodoo with Mambo Odette on the Facebook. But, you know, I won't mention the person's name because they didn't post this particular question up there. They messaged it to me in private. So I'm going to leave it private. But they know who they are. And they wanted to know about the Lava Tet and the Konzo, if this is the only way. I'm trying to think of the question they posed. Is that the only way to know your Metet something? Okay. Now, let me break it down. The Lava Tet, number one, is a head washing. Your Konzo is your initiation. Your Metet is the main spirit you have. It controls your head. The head spirit something. The person wants to know if this is the only way to know who controls your head is to have your head washed or to have your initiation, which you have a head wash too. So, you know, the head washing is a type of divination. You know, it can be used for more than just divining the head. It can be used to remove curses off people. I've used it to remove, you know, curses and things like that, generational curses, stuff that, you know, people got wrong with them that wasn't even under their fault. It came from the mother or something, you know. It's a very, very powerful head wash. And part of it is that you can divine the head from it. It is used to divine the head, a divination of the head. Now, some people can't even do a divination of poker cards. So I don't know how they're going to divine somebody's head, okay? Some people, you know, they have to use the tarot cards or something like this, you know. In traditional Haitian voodoo, you know, you are taught to read playing cards, like poker cards, oh, I know he didn't ride through the yard in his damn moped. Disrespectful. Ride through your own yard. Anyway, you are taught. We ain't going to go there on radio, okay? But who not only controls your head, but how to serve them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let me tell you this first. Whoever's controlling your head, whatever spirit, whatever loa controls your head, they hide for a reason. Nobody can just walk up on you and see who controls your head, and that is for your own protection. Nobody can just take your underwear or, you know, whatever, your purse, your hair, your nails, something, and know who controls your head. That is for your own protection. This spirit in you who controls your head, your Metet, hides for your own protection. Some things that are hidden are not hidden from you. They're hidden for you. So don't go, you know, thinking that you know, why is it not simple that they reveal themselves to you? Because it's not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. And it takes an initiated priest or priestess, or somebody who really, really, really knows what they're doing. And when I say really, really knows, I mean a sagwe in every meaning of the word. No, don't do that in my yard. Okay, in every meaning of the word. I'm gonna roll up on this joker right here in a minute. Y'all about to hear something about me. Y'all ain't gonna believe. Y'all ain't gonna believe. Y'all gonna say, I can't believe that about Mambo Odette, huh? Okay. Because I don't appreciate no disrespect. It's disrespectful. Damn, ain't you got no mom, no dad, no somebody? Teach you something? My God. So anyway. You had to open a cigar on these disrespectful chaps around this neighborhood. Oh, he's going to rev it up. See, that's what they do in Haiti, right? When they got a big close key around their house and they got a metal gate. They'll stand out and on the roof at night and let you know, don't come fuck with us. They'll shoot their gun off just so you know they got one. Sometimes the gun be like automatic. Like, you know them people, you ain't going to go mess over there. It's a warning. Okay, you want to rev your bike up? We're going to do this in about 14 minutes. So anyway, and the thing about it, that chap don't even live over here. That ass thing don't even live in this neighborhood. Let's see here. Y'all know the kids who live over here. Don't even live in this. Can't ride it through your damn, wherever you live in. Won't come ride through my yard. So anyway, the spirit hides for your own protection. So that somebody just cannot, you know, you go to somebody for a tea reading. Say you drink the tea, and then they read your leaves. They cannot just read who controls your head. For example, you know, you go to somebody for ordinary reading. Maybe you just want to know your destiny or something, which was another person's question. I'm trying to get to it. I'm trying to get to your question next, babe, because your question was so relevant. But to make a long story short, you know, it really, really takes somebody who is a priest, a priestess, initiated, to debunk your head and tell you who controls it. They can tell you through a reading who is walking with you, who's around you, and who's around you right now may not be who's around you next month. But they can tell you, you know, at least I can tell you, you know, the spirits that came here with you. You know, a lot of spirits you were born with. Some of the spirits you inherited from your parents. But your head spirit, don't let somebody think they're going to turn over some tarot cards or even poker cards and without you know, washing your head, tell you who controls your head. No. If somebody don't know what they're doing and they touch your head, divine your head, you might be crazy. You might wind up on psychotropic medication. You might wind up dead, and they won't know why. It is not to be taken lightly, okay? The head washing is not to be taken lightly. Okay, I got about 10 minutes. I want to get to another young lady's question because a lot of people are at spiritual plateaus. Spiritual plateaus. And, you know, that's why, you know, I want y'all to call in and pose your questions and stuff. Stop trying to sneak around and just, you know, email me or write it up on the wall. Write it up on the wall on the fan page. Because, you know, you might be spiritually stuck. You might be stuck in pain from what another spiritual worker did to you or a preacher did to you. You might not be trusting right now. You might be at a spiritual plateau and don't know why you can't get to the next level. Somebody else is there too, okay? So write it up on the wall so it can benefit the next person too. So, or either, you know, call into the show so that you can pose your question, can hear it. Even if they're not online now, you know, the show's recorded, they can hear it later. It can benefit somebody else, you know? People want to know, excuse me, not people. Someone wanted to know about, like the direction. Are they going in the right direction? And, you know, they're at a spiritual plateau. What can they do to go to that next level? Okay, my love. First of all, you need a reading to know your destiny, goals mixed up, okay? Because, you know, your goal may be XYZ. That doesn't mean it's your destiny. So, you know, you can reach your goal and not be going in the right direction that you're supposed to be going in spiritually. You can, and I'll use myself for an example. You know, you can have a degree in XYZ and XYZ. It's not even your destiny. It's not your destiny. But you have a degree in that. You know, it's yours. Anybody going to take it from you. You have the knowledge, and you still use it. But it's not. It wasn't your destiny. So even if, and I'm going to tell you, slow down. Once you find out what your destiny is spiritually, even if you are going slow, as long as you're going in the right direction, then you're good. As long as you are going in that the right direction towards your destiny, don't worry about certain goals, you know, X, Y, Z. And even my godson, you know, it was revealed to me, Dancer revealed to me that I need to teach him how to read the playing cards. And I said to him, you know, my love, I'm not going to teach you how to read the playing cards. I want you to get them, and I want you to get a scar from Ushua something, and I'm going to make them work for you. But I'm not going to teach you how to read them until you go to Haiti. Because how many years have you been saving or you know, wanting to go to Haiti? You know, you don't even have your passport. How many years? Because me and him been, you know, we've been together years now. I'm talking like 5-6 years. So I'm like, you know, every time I get on that plane, I'm, you know, you're not with me something. So, you know, it's like I could teach you how to read the playing cards. But then you would never go to Haiti. If I taught you here, you wouldn't go to Haiti. You know where your destiny is. Reading the cards could be a goal, but your destiny is in Haiti. To know, excuse me, you have to know the difference. You have to know the difference. And once you are working towards your destiny and not just towards, you know, this goal, the goals will not satisfy you if, when it comes to spiritual things. You know, they really don't. They really, really don't. You really need to always be working towards your destiny, always working towards your destiny. So don't take shortcuts is what I'm telling you. Don't settle for less. You won't be happy. Don't settle for, well, I need to make money and I need to pay bills. I understand that. I do understand that. But always keep in mind your destiny. I'm going to pay these bills, but this is my destiny right here. You know, I'm going to take a step towards that. These spiritual plateaus, sometimes we may need to do things spiritually for the spirits. We need to call the spirits and ask them what they require, something, you know. You may have reached your spiritual plateau because it is time for you to initiate. Unless somebody takes you in and says, you are mine, and, you know, I'm gonna take you in and claim you are mine, then they're going to, you know, treat you like they treat their children, their family. And they're able to teach you things that they cannot teach you if you're not initiated. So that is definitely a glass ceiling when you reach a certain level where you're not initiated. Sometimes, you know, you may need to be woke up spiritually. You may need your head washed. That can be done here in this country. That does not have to be done in Haiti. It can be done wherever you are. You may need to have the lavi tet, because let me tell you something. People are out here trying to serve this loa, that loa, tattooing bebes on them of this loa, that loa, and they're not even serving the spirit that controls their head. They're not even serving their metet. They're not even honoring their metet. You know, when you go to a priest or a priestess and they tell you, okay, my love, you need your head washed. They tell you that for a reason, not because they want to charge you all this money. They tell you that because you need to serve your head first. before you just decide that you like, you know, Azealia Freda because her bebe is a beautiful heart and you like pink, she may not even be walking with you. So, you know, there's many, many things that can make you plateau spiritually. Excuse me. There are many things that can make you plateau spiritually. And I will tell you this, a lack of money is not one of them. Repeat it. A lack of money is not one of them. There's a little saying that I've seen somewhere. It said, where God guides, he provides, or something like that. Meaning, you know, the spirits want you to come and go to Haiti and do your initiation. They're going to provide for you. They're going to work for you. You know, somebody may have to call the spirit, and you may have to make a deal with the spirit. Like I did, you know, I had a deal with Ogufuade, who was going to work for me, and he did. But, you know, regardless, you know, the spirit, it's going to provide. So money is not one of those. I know people like to use that for an excuse as to why they have spiritually plateaued. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you're too cheap to spend 20-some dollars for a jacuzzi for Cousin Zaka, and you don't want to give Cousin a jacuzzi, spend 20-some dollars. How do you know he's not going to take and fill that jacuzzi full of money? Will you too go initiate? Okay? But you didn't even want to buy him that. And that's all he asked you for. That's all he asked you for. Just selfish. Then you go, I don't know why I'm spiritually plateaued. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You really, really do. I'll tell you this. There's many, many reasons why people spiritually plateau. You do need to have communication, just like any relationship. You got a relationship with your man, you got a relationship. 90 seconds. You need to keep communication. You need to keep communication with your spirit. You need to know who controls your head. You know, there's steps to this. There's a way that we do things. You just don't do things because you feel it. You know, you don't. So I hope that answers your question. If not, you know, message me and I'll give you the link for a reading, for a spiritual reading. That's all that I can actually get to today. So, you know, next week at 4 Eastern Standard Time, call in. I don't know what the subject will be yet. I'm thinking about just doing like an open program where people can call in and ask questions and I can answer your emails and things like that. And, of course, I'll make it a bit longer. You know, people always want to cut up during my talk blog. Everybody want to cut up during my talk blog. Boy want to ride his moped through the yard. That's to be crazy. But this is Mambo Odette, and you know, we're all in this. We're all in here on this spiritual path. And you know, keep reading the fan page. You know, the website is probably just the most neglected thing, but read the fan page. It's pretty active. So I hope that helps you. Peace and love.